This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira are co-chairing the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Ahead of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to productive discussions. Both ministers are scheduled to discuss ways to advance key G20 outcomes from last year's summit under India's presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place from November 18th to 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. India and Brazil share a multifaceted relationship rooted in shared values. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18th. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 13. Voting for the next 2 phases will be held on September 25th and October 1st. The results will be announced on October 4th. Out of 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. The centre has issued comprehensive guidelines for handling public grievances with an aim to make grievances redressal, time-bound, accessible and meaningful. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said the guidelines for effective redressal of public grievances seek to empower citizens, streamline process, bring greater clarity and focus to redressal of public grievances. The citizens can register their grievances on www.pgportal.gov, which will operate as a single window experience. Central ministries and departments have to appoint nodal officers for public grievances who will address grievances promptly, fairly and efficiently. The feedback on disposed grievances shall be sent to the citizen by SMS and email. The BJP is set to start a membership drive from the 2nd of next month. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawre said all existing members will need to renew their membership. He said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will receive his membership from Party President JP Nadda on the 2nd of next month, after which the membership drive will commence across the country. In Kolkata, reports of clashes between police and protesters are pouring in from Howrah Bridge, Foreshore Road and Santragachi in Howrah as students groups hold the Nabanna Abhijan rally. Police are using lathicharge, water cannons and tear gas to disperse the crowd. Despite the Bengal police denying permission, the student organization Paschim Bengal Chhatra Samaj and the Sangrami Jyotha Mancha have announced that they will hold their rally. They are demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the arrest of those involved in the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at the R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. The West Bengal police have claimed that they have received credible intelligence suggesting attempts would be met by miscreants to mix among protesters and incite violence and chaos during the rally. Governor C.V. Ananda Bose has urged the state government to avoid using force to suppress the rally. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat for the 3rd consecutive day, severely affecting normal life. 75 dams in the state are overflowing, while more than 45 have been put on high alert. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in several districts of Gujarat today. In Bihar, several villages in Bhagalpur, Katihar, Khamaria, Patna and Munger districts are affected by flooding due to the rising water levels in various rivers including Ganga, Gandak, Kosi and Mahananda. Flood-affected villagers from low-lying areas and riverine regions have taken shelter on highways and schools and other safer places. In Bhagalpur district, several blocks are severely affected. The district administration has set up relief camps for the flood-affected people. India will open their campaign in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 on October 4th in Dubai against New Zealand and then take on arch rivals Pakistan at the same venue on October 6th. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.